Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. AJ and Michaela here, just feet away from Michaela's kitchen because we are broadcasting from her home right now because that's the world we live in. So we thought it'd be a great opportunity to bring on Melissa King. Now, she is a contestant on Top Chef. She's been on the show before. She's back for another round right now competing in the kitchen. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're fantastic.
Good, Melissa, but we're in desperate need. At first I thought this was going to be an incredible interview, but it looks like now that everyone's isolated, me especially needs cooking tips because lean cuisines are no longer working.
There's only so much you can do with frozen foods.
You know? It's true. So this is your second time on the show. What does it feel like coming back?
It's kind of all the same feelings all over again. And, I'm actually surprised how they were able to convince all of us to come back because it was such high stress, so much anxiety. But it's also equally a lot of fun, the entire experience alone. So, I'm just excited. Yeah, I'm excited to see kind of what happens with it all.
Okay, so for those of us, I'm pretty good in the kitchen. I'm not going to lie. I'm no Top Chef, but I can handle myself. But for somebody like Michaela, who walks into a kitchen, breaks into a sweat, and has no idea how to put
anything. Eats all her quarantine food in one sitting, 14 days worth of food.
Any advice for people who are trying to get through, this next few weeks, and maybe their kitchen's a little bit limited, they're nervous about going to the store. What are some simple tips and tricks for people trying to get through this in the kitchen?
Sure. I think right now everyone's just really tapped into Instagram and social media and, following other chefs to kind of learn tips. I know that I'm posting a lot on my own social media to kind of help inform people on how to use, your basic pantry items like canned goods or kind of heartier vegetables that last longer, like potatoes and root vegetables. And so I'm doing a lot of tutorials as much as I can. I also want to try to post some kind of cooking classes and do some Instagram lives together. But I do know the entire chef community out there is really trying to push out as much content to help you guys at home as much as possible.
And you can follow her at Chef Melissa King on her socials. I think that's really great. And this is a neat opportunity to actually kind of shut down and reset and like learn some new skills. So maybe the online cooking classes, Michaela, I might, I'll join you.
Yeah, that's not going to ever happen. I like overflow cereal. It's just not for me. Some people can't, but we are so grateful that Melissa King, you can, because not only are you on Top Chef, but you do so many different things. Being an Asian American queer female chef, you bring so much visibility to our community. But I want to kind of talk about going back to everything that's happening with COVID-19. You are no stranger to fighting a good fight. You work a lot with the LGBTQ community. But what feels like getting attacked right now is our Asian community due to awful rhetoric that's happening, a lot of racism. What do you have to say for people that are really bringing race into this COVID-19?
It's really, it's disheartening. It's upsetting for me personally as an Asian American to even to hear that that's even happening. We are not a virus. This is something that we are all fighting together. And I really think this moment in time is a time for the communities to all join. You know, it's really kind of testing humanity and testing, you know, how we all work together to survive this. And end of the day, it's really a virus that unfortunately is affecting everyone around the world right now. And I hope we can just be kind to one another and have a little bit of compassion for what's happening and really try to look out for each other.
Such a powerful message, Melissa. I will tell you that last night, my partner and I ordered Thai food. Tonight, I think we're getting Chinese food because we're actually making a very concerted effort to order Asian right now because a lot of people just are not because out of ignorance or fear or whatever it is. So it's a very, very powerful message. Are you based in San Francisco still? Is that correct?
I am. Yeah, I live up here, but I grew up in Los Angeles, so I kind of spend my time between both cities.
Well, what are you seeing
when I'm able to move around?
we're down in LA, and we're indoors quite a bit. But what are you seeing up in San Francisco? How's the community responding?
How are we responding to just the entire thing?
Yeah, to all of this that's going on right now.
You know, I would say the differences that I see between even just LA and San Francisco is, you know, San Francisco is a very community-driven city, and so I feel, you know, once the shelter in place started happening, it's everyone just immediately fell into order, just decided, you know, I'm going to stay home. And it's about staying home is really about protecting the rest of the community and trying to not overflood hospitals. And so I really saw, you know, everyone kind of work together up here compared to what I've been hearing within my own family down in L.A. I know in their neighborhood, there's a lot of robberies happening and crime is kind of going up. People are kind of holding people up for groceries. It's a little frightening for me to hear that's happening even in Los Angeles. And I can only imagine other parts of the country. Yeah. So again, you know, I really think this virus is really testing everyone and testing how much compassion we do have for each other. And it's just something bigger. And I really hope that everyone can just be a little kind to one another and, you know, check in on your friends and family virtually and see how they're doing. Listen to each other. I think right now is a time to really show our love.
So
and how much we can spread that.
Melissa, not agree more.
Thank you so much. Well, we want to remind you guys, while you are stuck inside, you're not stuck because you can binge watch Melissa King giving us advice on how to cook properly. And you can watch her tonight on Top Chef All-Stars LA Thursdays, 10, 9 Central on Bravo. You really do check off so many boxes, like AJ said. And we are so appreciative,
Melissa,
that you represent
you.
Our community so well. And you're teaching us all
thank
how to
you.
Cook. Really more so me because I just don't know how. But thank you, Melissa King, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
We have more for you. Stick around with a new Channel Q.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.